book about what really happened at the Battle of Mons, the first encounter overseas of the BEF, the British Expeditionary Force, in 1914, which had been such an extraordinary survival and check to the Germans that legends grew of supernatural intervention. I was going skiing that week after the meeting with Mr. Scott and took along a suitcase of books to Vermont. I came home with a proposal to do a book on the escape of the Goeben, the German battleship which, by eluding a pursuit by British cruisers in the Mediterranean, had reached Constantinople and brought Turkey, and with it the whole Ottoman Empire of the Middle East, into the war, determining the course of the history of that area from that day to this. The Goeben seemed a natural for me, for it had become family history, which we had witnessed, including myself, at the age of 2. That happened when we too were crossing the Mediterranean en route to Constantinople to visit my grandfather, who was then American ambassador to the port. It was an often-told story in the family circle how the puffs of gun smoke from the pursuing British cruisers were seen from our ship, and how the Goeben put on speed and got away, and how, on arriving at Constantinople, we were the first to bring news to officials and diplomats of the capital of the drama at sea that we had seen. My mother's account of her heavy questioning by the German ambassador before she could even debark or had a chance to greet her father was my first impression almost